Hi, it's Miriam here. So first of all, I invite you to think of a challenging moment, a challenging interaction, and how you might respond. So think of simply an interaction, a relational moment with another person that is challenging, one where you find yourself getting triggered, where you find yourself reacting in a way that ultimately you know doesn't serve you and the other person. Place where you feel like you're hitting a wall, you're bumping up against resistance in yourself. So I'll just give you a few moments to think of that. If you have pen and paper on hand, feel free to write it down. And if you need a bit more time, feel free to hit the pause button. And so you can take as much time as you want to think of this. And then when you're ready, just press play again. Okay, so we'll just put that to the side, and now I'll guide us through a meditation, which I call Home Within. So if you're in a safe place to do so, I invite you to close your eyes, to take some deep breaths, to ground yourself in your body, in the moment. Bring your awareness to all the surfaces where your body is touching a surface, where your feet are touching the ground. Your back might be resting against the chair. Your hands, your arms might be resting on your thighs. So note all those places where your body's touching another surface. And then on your out-breaths, I invite you just to sink a little deeper into those. To let go a little bit more, to relax, to allow yourself to come to a place of greater ease. On every out-breath, just sinking a little deeper. And then without losing any of this relaxation, I invite you to straighten your spine, just gently. So it's not one where you bring any tension or contraction into your body, just simply a sense of straightening the spine, bringing some lightness to it, some wakefulness, so that you can find yourself in a place where you're both at ease and you're alert, a place of wakefulness and being relaxed. And take some breaths to settle into that beautiful place of being poised between being at ease and being here, paying attention. And then I'd like you to find within yourself, and if you can locate that somatically, that's wonderful. If not, that's okay too. But see if you can locate in yourself a place where no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what circumstance, no matter what anyone thinks or says to you or any of the challenges that you might come across in your life. So really a place where no matter what, you're completely okay. And with completely okay, I mean a place within yourself where, regardless of outer situation or circumstance, you are completely safe, you're protected, you're deeply loved, fully appreciated, fully seen and heard. A place where you are really at home. So this is like finding that inner sanctuary within yourself. And when you find that, allowing yourself to settle in. So this is a place that is free from what's going on in your life. And it's that home within that is there at all times, and we sometimes lose touch with it. Sometimes it can feel like it's a little hard to get there, like the path to that place has become a little overgrown. But know that it's always there and you can access it at any time. It just takes you bringing your attention to it and making yourself home there. So feel into it, your inner sanctuary, your inner home, a place that's completely there for you to breathe fully, to be at ease, to be alert, to not have to prove anything, to not have to defend anything, a place where you don't have to be somebody, a place where your breaths are deep and full. And then as you settle in there, I invite you to bring it to life, to imagine what colors are there, to note any textures. What's the temperature? Is it an outdoor place? Is it inside? Is it empty? Or is there anything in there? And how are you in that space? Are you sitting? Are you moving around? Are you standing up? Do you have a view? So really make it your very own with whatever emerges spontaneously in your imagination. Use your creative imagination to settle in to this home within yourself. And to keep breathing deeply into this space, into this inner sanctuary. And using your breath to ground yourself there, to settle in. And then when you feel ready, and if you haven't settled in, then do feel free to, again, press the pause button and continue when you're ready. So the next step, what we'll do is we'll make it a first priority to stay deeply grounded in this inner sanctuary. And then the second piece will be to bring back into our awareness what we had noted earlier in this practice, which was a challenging interaction, a place of obstacle, a place of resistance in any interrelational moment. One that's real, that we've encountered in our lives, perhaps today, perhaps last week, perhaps last month. So as you bring that to your awareness, as you bring your attention to whatever you had noted earlier, if you find that as you're bringing it back, it's making you drift away from this inner home, then just let it go. And as I said earlier, make your being grounded in your home within your first priority. And then you can bring it back. And I don't mean you need to bring it right into this place. It's more that you stay grounded in this inner core place within yourself. And as you do so, if you can bring that situation, simply be in attentive awareness of how you might respond differently when you're rooted in your inner home. And perhaps that means there are no words, perhaps there's just a stillness or a question or a wondering, and perhaps there's a response or an action. So again, just to let your imagination, your creativity flow freely and note how you might respond differently, what you might say differently or feel differently. And breathe into the awareness, noting what is different with this response compared to the reaction you had taken note of earlier. So without judging one is right and the other is wrong, just note the difference in how it feels in you to respond when you come from a place that's rooted deeply in this inner sanctuary within yourself. And what this can point to is one of the key pieces. It's really this place of understanding that we are not victims of outside circumstances, that we are not passive recipients and victims of what happens to us or what others say to us. There's so many variables we can't control. But, you know, paraphrasing Viktor Frankl when he says, our greatest freedom is to choose our response, to choose our attitude in any given circumstance. So it's not the situation itself that we might choose, but how we respond to it, that's really where there's a huge degree of freedom that can open up. When we start paying attention to how we can make choices, how we don't have to be held hostage to knee-jerk reactions, to conditioned responses. And sometimes that takes time, right? The conditioned responses are the quick ones. But this practice that we just engaged in, the very simple act of taking a moment, first grounding in our inner sanctuary and drawing upon the way we brought it to life, which every time we do this practice might be different, the colors, the textures, the temperature, the feel, how it looks, but that we can draw upon that and from that place make a different choice. And in this sense, really provide us glimpses into freedom, that we don't need to be held hostage to our past, that we can make new choices into the future, and that we can show up in different ways than might happen if we don't make use of the possibility of choice. So it's one of the keys to really discovering an unshakable ease, a courage, a stamina, a joy. And it rests on a basic understanding that our doing, as in how we end up acting in the world, how we end up acting in relation to our children, that our doing really comes from our being, from the deeper question of who am I and where am I sourcing from within myself? Am I sourcing from a place that is anxious, stressed, contracted, defensive? Or can I note that and then take some time, take some space to shift into a place, whether you call that your home within or however you might name it, but to center and then respond from that other place. So that's really a practice I invite you to engage in whenever you feel to and whenever you can. When you find yourself in a situation that might bring up that knee-jerk reaction, that you take time to find your inner home and find ways, whether it's connecting with your breath, whether it's simply doing that count to three so that there's a moment of choice that can open up between the habitual reaction and then a new choice that you might make. And then seek to respond from this place of being held in an inner sanctuary where you're fully heard, fully seen, fully loved and appreciated, and held in a much bigger embrace. So this is really one way of enacting a commitment to being grounded, self-aware, and non-reactive in our interactions. And I really think it's one of the most potent and transformative gestures that we can make towards building a trusting and healthy relationship. And it's humbling, you know, we can try it and sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't, but the act of practicing and the gesture of moving away from being a victim of circumstance to finding, no matter what the circumstance, a place of choice and making a different choice. So one where we don't come from a reactive place inside ourselves, but can access that deeper well in us, is really one of the most powerful gestures we can make. So we'll end this practice segment with that invitation